So we're very happy to welcome Luke Turner to St. Pat's on a multi-year deal from Cliftonville in the Northern Irish Football League. Luke, welcome. Tell us how it feels to have joined and how the move has come about over the last few days.
Yeah, listen, I only found out about on Friday, and it was just pure elation once I found out. I used to come here when I was young. As a kid, used to watch the likes of Christy Fagan, Forrester when he was here in his first spell. But it's brilliant. Won the FAI Cup last year. Close to win the league, and hopefully we can bring the league back here next year.
Yeah, tell us a little bit about the conversations that you've had with John and the coaching team here with regards to what they feel you'll bring to St. Pat's and vice versa, what the club will bring to you in your career.
Yeah, listen, John has loads of experience as a player and as a coach. The things that he was telling me, how he wants to play, perfect for me. Also, was talking to Jer, everything about the club, family club, people around here care so much about the club. I'm no different. I want the fans to think that I care about the club. I run through a big wall for them. Can't wait to get started.
Yeah, you said you used to come here as a kid back in the 2012, 2013, 2014 era when there was a league title and an FAI Cup as well and lots of great players. What do you remember about those days as a kid on the terraces or in the stands here watching the team, and a few years later you're joining as a first team player?
It's crazy because I used to think, imagine playing out on the pitch, imagine being them types of players. I thought the football was great to watch. It was attacking football. You know, like, you're always coming here thinking you're going to get a good game of football, and you know, most of the time they won games, and that's obviously shows in their history. So I'm just buzzing to get out on the pitch. I played here in the summer in a pre-season game for myself, and loved being out there. The boys that I was playing against, I thought super players, fit, strong, can run, good technically. So everything to win something here, yeah.
You're 21, you're an Irish underage international, you're a centre-back, but tell us a little more about what you're like as a player and a little bit about kind of where you've come from in terms of your schoolboy career through your spell in Scotland and stuff like that before you came back to sign for Cliftonville.
Yeah, so I moved over to Aberdeen when I was 16. That was a big move for me. Went into full-time football, enjoyed it over there, learned a lot of things, learned how to, probably the physical part of the game more than the technical part of the game, and that's stood me in good stead going into physical leagues, the League of Ireland, Northern Irish Premiership when I was up there. So I've been on a few loans. I was at Wexford, and then I was at Cliftonville, and then I made that permanent. I wanted to play first-team football. I wanted to get my experience up, and I think Pat's is the best move to make now in my career.
Yeah, you've won a League Cup up north as well and named Young Player of the Year for both Cliftonville and the league and the Northern Irish Soccer Riders as well. I think Ulster Young Player of the Year. So I'm sure your hope is to continue on the upward trajectory of your career and continue to train well and touch wood, play well on the pitch.
Yeah, listen, I'm just going to come in here and try my hardest. I'm going to try my hardest for the club, for the fans, for John out there. You know what I mean? He's put a lot of faith in me. 21, you know, centre-back, it's hard to make a name for yourself as a centre-back being so young, but he's had faith in me, so I just want to repay that now. I want to go out on the pitch, show him what I can do, show the team what I can do, and hopefully we get some success from it.
Yeah, you're coming in season as well in terms of the league up north runs on the old winter season as such, so you've been mid-season, so you haven't had to put yourself through the runs on the tough pre-season that our boys have been doing. So how are you physically and with the season just a couple of weeks away now as well to be able to get training and slot in and compete for a place on the opening night?
Yeah, listen, I think a few of the boys will hate me that I missed the pre-season. I think they'll be a bit jealous. But I'm ready to go. I'm fit. I've played about 35 games already this season. So I'm ready to go. I'm just waiting to go out there at this stage. You know what I mean? I've been thinking about it for the last couple of days. And like, the league's only 3 weeks away. Well, if you're counting the President's Cup, 2 weeks away. And that's a massive game. If we can win that, that's a real, real foundation to go and win something else, because that lays down a marker, really, doesn't it? Like,
and you watched the FAI Cup final, I'm sure, last year as well. You're coming to a club that's really on the up. We've never had attendances so big, certainly in memories of all of us involved in the club at the moment. The league as a whole is on a real buzz. The away games will be packed as well, and it's a great time to be joining the League of Ireland and joining St. Pat's, which must really excite you.
Yeah, the League of Ireland is massive now. You can see what teams are doing in Europe. I think it's a massive league. I think it's underrated at times. I think people don't realise how good the players are here. Young players going across the water and stuff like that. So I think to be in this league is actually a privilege for people in the first division. Even in the second division, I think the standard's really good. And to be one of the top teams here and hopefully be the top team by the end of the season is great, yeah.